Welcome to the CCTA Wake Up Call Show. I'm hoping you folks are having a grand time. I'm going to start with an oddball thing even before we introduce ourselves. Happy snow time.
It's rare in North Carolina.
We're here in North Carolina. My name is Bob Griswold.
Mary Griswold.
Pat Park.
Rainer James.
Hal James.
Well, again, thank you. We're recording on a Friday instead of normally on Wednesday because snow did interfere with our normal weekly plans. But we had nothing really happened this week, but except that
I don't know what we're going to talk about.
We don't know what we're going to talk about, but happy Inauguration Day.
Monday was quite something.
It was. I watched all day with a grin on my face.
Monday, Tuesday.
Me too. You couldn't have wiped it off.
That's right.
Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Okay. Week has been.
And it was amazing. I think the thing that gives me the most hope was the interaction between President Trump and the press. They may not appreciate him, and they may have their biases, but he's willing to interact with them. He's willing to stand up and say what he thinks and joke with them and be civil with them.
You know, something I noticed was that oftentimes during a press conference, there've been breaking news, and he reacted to it in real time with dialogue with members of the press, and that has seemed like we, the people, were in the room.
I think this is his approval ratings are higher than they were, which is good. But it seems like he's working very hard for transparency and openness. And there will always be secrets because that's the way life is. But I think he's doing his best to keep America informed.
Yes, Mary, and also to fulfill the promises he made. He was very clear about what his policies were to be.
Make America great again.
And by dang, he has pitched in on them from every which way from Sunday, a couple hundred substantive things already.
The man is the Energizer Bunny. He really is.
I know. Yep. He went all day on Inauguration Day. I had to give up after the first ball and go to bed. But he went to all three.
Pat, I didn't make it that far. I had to wash the next morning.
And then he
for
showed
the
up the next day.
Well, early. As you said, he's interrupted the ball with signing certain executive orders that he was prepared to do, and he had the time to jawbone with the press. He had the time to jawbone and do 10 people's work in that first day.
And cut a cake with a sword.
And danced around with it, and so did Melania. It was funny. It's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see if the press appreciates having access that they didn't have before.
No, they didn't appreciate it his first term. But you know what gives me hope is that I just read an article from CNN that Jim Acosta, who
has been moved to midnight.
They're talking about moving him to midnight. They've already filled his 10 a.m. slot. You know, he was such a showboat during the first term, and he says if they move him to midnight, he's walking. Well, good riddance. You know,
where are you walking to?
Doorknob hit you?
Yeah, where the good Lord split you.
Yeah. What was the network that Al Gore had started? Let's see if we can.
I almost said Al Jazeera.
Was it Al? Yeah, it might be.
No, but
you can go there because I think that's.
Yeah, I think they need people.
They need people not only to speak but to listen. Yeah.
Well, the comment, I don't remember who made it, but I think it was CNN tried to attack one of the people who support Trump, and he looked at him and he said something to the effect of, "This is why more people right now are watching SpongeBob than they're watching you."
That's right. He really gave it to him. In fact, that was Jim Acosta that he was talking to.
Oh, who was it? Do you remember?
Loudermilk.
Oh, that would figure. Yes, that would figure.
Well, I tell you something that has really excited me is the degree to which streaming services that do conservative broadcasting, mm-hmm. like Real America's Voice does, are getting more and more play among the American people. So we're finally beginning to have sources that will talk about everything that's going on and actually tell the truth, which is I've missed for a very long time.
Well, there are two appointments that are very interesting. One has to be confirmed. I don't think the other one does. Do you know who's in charge of Voice of America right now?
Right now, I don't know, but Carrie Lake is
scheduled. Carrie Lake is coming
in. Yeah.
And hang on a minute. I want to make sure
we don't want to hang on a minute. The time is moving on.
Well, we're not all as fast as Trump.
Brent Bozell is tapped to lead the U.S. Agency for Global Media.
Now,
he's the head of the media research.
You know, his son just got let out of, he was a J6er named Zeker. And he was just let out of jail with a pardon. So he has kind of a chip on his shoulder.
He has a chip on his shoulder, yeah.
And justifiable.
Yeah.
But Brent Bozell is to serve as the next CEO of the United States Agency for Global Media. He is the founder and president of Media Research Center, which is the group that calls out the bias mm-hmm. of the media with statistics
and with facts. How many times that so-and-so got mentioned in a favorable light versus
yes.
an opponent. Yeah,
that's who that is.
It's surprising to me how slow the Senate is to go along with what Trump wants on his team. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It just seems to me that if they did what I think is right, they'd support Trump in his efforts because he seems to be they want America great again.
The thing that bothers me, and I'm going to pick on Lisa Murkowski, said that
you can pick on her all day long.
That's an easy target.
Who said that she will not support Pete Hegseth. Well, she supported Biden's nominees. Yeah. How does this make sense?
It doesn't make sense unless you know that she will do anything to cling to power, including that ranked choice voting that
yes.
she slipped into to Alaska. She'd have lost big time had that not been in place. And she is a rhino. She's
not even a rhino. She's just a squish.
Well, okay.
She calls herself a Republican, but you know, if it doesn't walk like a duck, it ain't a duck.
Yes, ma'am. Gotcha. Agreed.
The good news is that Marco Rubio has been confirmed as Secretary of State. And
you know, he has expressed himself beautifully. He looks like he's aiming to be a really good one.
And he's going to Panama.
And Radcliffe has been confirmed as the new CIA director.
Mm-hmm.
So we might get that cleaned up a little bit, maybe.
You know, you mentioned
hopefully
the Senate inquisitions, I guess, against the. against the Trump proposed nominees or whatever else, how many of them have come back at the senators to tell them, "I'm not going to do your homework for you"?
Pam Bondi said that.
Okay, and there's times when somebody's said, "Well, you didn't give such and such an answer." Well, I offered you an opportunity to hear me, and you didn't take up the opportunity. Now's not the place.
And one of the surprises to me in the confirmation hearings is John Fetterman, who said he's voting for a number of these nominees. Mm-hmm.
Why are you so surprised?
I don't know. I just, when he got elected, I thought he was elected to be a rubber stamp for the Democrats, and he just hasn't been that.
Mm-mm.
He's a strange person.
I think he had still had some brain damage when he first got in, and he was kind of gaga. but he's recovered his faculties.
He sure has.
Yeah, and he's apparently recovered his common sense.
You know, I served a tour of duty in the Pentagon while I was in the Army. And I watched firsthand this deep state. Not sure that everybody would even know what I'm talking about, but I sure hope that Trump goes through with his promises to clean that up, because there are so many people who've been in a position of power year after year after year. And when someone, you know, even a president comes in or some military person serving, they're in and out of there too fast to really find out how deep the deep state is. So if he can keep something, has something up his sleeve that will really cure that up, I'd say job well done.
Well, part of the problem, I think, with the deep state is that you hear people talk about, oh, well, the answer is term limits. Well, the answer isn't term limits unless you put term limits on the civil service.
Exactly. Yes.
Employees staffing. Because they're kind of there with the attitude, well, I've been here 20 years. This representative's only going to be here for two. I'm going to run the place.
Yep.
And we need to deal with that as much as we need to deal with anything else.
You're right. And I don't think term limits for people we elect is a good idea, really.
Really?
Really?
You want to watch Mitch McConnell freeze while he's talking? You want to watch Dianne Feinstein have to be rolled in and told how to vote? I mean, these people should have been gone a long time ago.
Then that means to me that we have not done our duty as citizens. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom.
Well,
we haven't been vigilant.
Well,
we haven't done our job.
You're saying that's what the problem is, but you're not acknowledging that what an answer is.
And the voters.
Because I think the answer is different.
Yeah, but the voters in those communities have elected.
Yeah,
morons.
That's the voters' choice, such as it is.
We need to fix that, and I think some of these alternative media that tell the truth and tell the whole truth and don't shy away from any story that comes up that they are aware of is happening is part of the solution. We've got our jobs to do. The press has its jobs to do. We need to do them.
Is it the media or is it the control of the money? For candidates.
Money.
That's one of the things, the control of the money.
Yes.
Because you're talking about people that had control of the money that went to various candidates.
It's a various faceted problem and it needs a variety of solutions.
Yes.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. Please stay with us. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. J. Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, just people in the community that love this country, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to the show. Again, we want to thank you for just staying with us, and we ask you to visit our sponsors and supporters. Mary, you wanted to add something.
I just wanted to comment that one of the things that I see as very promising with the Trump administration is J.D. Vance.
Hear, hear.
Because if Trump has a successful presidency, which I believe he will, first of all, the lessons that J.D. Vance is going to learn along the way will be very valuable. And I believe that if America prospers the way it should, we will have 8 years of J.D. Vance after 4 years of Donald Trump. Now, Rainer, you had a story that I love.
Well, J.D. Vance was reared by his grandmother, basically. And
Meemaw.
He called her Meemaw. Right after high school, he went to see a recruiter for the Marine Corps. And they had a chat. He had a bunch of questions. He didn't make any decision that day. He went on home. A couple days later, the recruiter came to his meemaw, his home, and started up the front steps. Just before he put his foot on the porch floor, Meemaw came out with a shotgun, and she said, "You put your foot on my front porch, and I'll blow it off." So he made a U-turn, left. A few days after that, J.D. went back to the recruiter's office, and he decided to sign up and did. And they had a conversation during the whole process, and at one point, J.D. asked him if the stories he was hearing about Paris Island and how tough it was, how true was that? How bad was it? And the recruiter said, you've been reared by your meemaw, right? He said, "Yes, sir, I have." And he said, "Tell you what, did you have any trouble with her, and was that smooth?" "Oh, no problems at all. I love my meemaw." He said, "Well, I tell you what, there is nothing on Paris Island that is going to give you one bit of a problem. You can handle it all with flying colors."
Now, he was stationed at Cherry Point for a while.
I didn't know that.
Yes. He was a public affairs officer, worked in public affairs, which I believe probably taught him a lot about how to deal with the press.
No doubt.
That is a talent that right now, for better or for worse, in politics is very much needed. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the gifts that Donald Trump has is that he is the greatest communicator since Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I heard somebody compare him to Ronald Reagan the other day, and it had to do with the speech that he made at Davos, or mm-hmm. by telecommunication to Davos. He said that was as insightful and as the speech in which Ronald Reagan referred to the evil empire. He was mm-hmm. polite, he was calm, but he laid it all out there. There are things that they are in favor of that Trump is saying, don't include America in this foolishness.
We're not doing this.
We're not doing this, yes.
And it was interesting that Trump sent a video. He didn't go in person because he was heading to Western North Carolina to begin to clean that up. But it just occurred to some of us that as everybody who supports the Green New Deal and everything else shows up in Davos with their private jets and their carbon footprint, Trump sends in a video. He was greener than the rest of them.
I was sure glad to hear that Melania is going to make that trip to North Carolina with President Trump.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We saw a clip of they're going out together to get on Marine One to go to the airport this morning.
Yeah. Those people have suffered. It's been cold. It's been miserable. They've been sleeping in cars and tents. And somebody needs to get out there and
And apparently FEMA's not doing their job out there either.
No, and I've already heard about people who Trump has already put into furnished apartments.
James O'Keefe, the guy that goes undercover and mm-hmm. catches the bureaucrats spewing their nonsense, he went undercover at FEMA when it was in Carolina. And he'd go into an office and it was just empty. No supplies, no nothing, no people. Trump said on Inauguration Day when he was talking about Carolina and FEMA, said that FEMA just gets in everybody's way and that he was going to look into this, that they had treated, you know, Western North Carolina really poorly.
As they're doing with California also, yes.
Well, I haven't heard of FEMA in California. What are they doing there?
They're not.
Well, the fires haven't ended yet. And it seems to me that all those rich people's homes burned down. They're all staying at the Beverly Hills Hotel. I don't know how much FEMA they need.
Well, the other part of it, too, is that I believe that the people who have been doing the job in Western North Carolina have been the Amish, the Cajun Navy, and Samaritan's Purse. The Amish have been building tiny houses. The Cajun Navy is bringing in generators, heaters, and everything else.
And there's a farmer that's allowing them to put those tiny houses on his property.
And there are a number of, West Virginia coal miners
that are out there building roads.
Building roads that our federal government does not know how to build.
You know, there's something beautiful about that, about everyday citizens coming together to look after their own. Mm-hmm. Now, there's ugliness, but there's also beauty.
We did better, I think, as a society, when your local church, if they knew a man was out of work, his family might come home and find a bag of groceries on the front step, mm-hmm. or maybe some money in the mailbox, because the local church knew who was scaffolding, or whatever that word is, and who was in genuine need.
Yeah.
And when you put it into a bureaucracy, the bureaucrat has no incentive to get rid of a person on welfare, because if they got everybody off welfare, they wouldn't have a job anymore.
They try to grow their kingdom, which leads to some
my
abuses.
My favorite Democrat of all time, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, wrote a report in the 1960s about Lyndon Johnson's Great Society and War on Poverty and what that was going to do. And he said it would destroy the black family and eventually the white family. And in the 60s, Harlem, New York families were intact, like 98% intact.
Yes.
And
very prosperous and very wholesome people.
And I think now that's upside down.
Yeah.
Rainer and I had an experience with FEMA. During one of the hurricanes, a tree went through the top of our house, practically took the roof off, and it rained in the house there for several days. The FEMA man came out, and of course we invited him in, and he sat down and he started telling us about how much FEMA could do to help us, and he had some papers there, and he asked us to sign them. And Raina spoke up and said, I don't sign anything I haven't read. And he said, oh, nobody reads these forms. And so Raina said, well, I do. And she sat and read it, and she said, no way I'm going to sign this document. And we didn't. We said, we'll take care of our house ourselves.
It was that bad?
Yeah. There were 10 ways from sideways, maybe 100 ways from sideways, that they could take your house. If you did this, if you did that, if you did the other thing, they could just take your house and own it, and you didn't own it anymore.
No, that's not a good idea.
That was my reaction too, Mary.
He came back two or three times.
Yeah,
he couldn't talk Raina into signing that thing.
But that's true. How many people signed something they didn't read because it looks like the person giving it to them to sign says, oh, this is a really good deal.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things, going back only a few weeks, one of the things that Mike Johnson did with not signing a 1,500-page, was it the continuing resolution, and instead with the prompting of Trump or whatever else, getting it down to a 100-page thing. Do we think things are going to get through Congress in a readable language now? Do we think?
I think that's a goal.
That's a goal?
I don't know if it's a realistic goal, but it is a goal.
Would there have been times we've been close, and that idea of single subject bills that are don't have garbage in them that are trade offs and all of that sort of thing? I think they can get the rules of the road over time better structured, and that's another thing that we need to shine a light on it, to make it transparent, to make it so that we, the people, are aware of what's going on and that we react. We're not just passive. We're active citizens.
One of the suggestions that Elon Musk has put out on Twitter is that any bill that comes up for Congress has to be released to the public 7 days in advance.
Good idea.
That would, and I wonder too, what role the Department of Government Efficiency will play in this.
I hope he pays attention to that, because I'm worried that he's getting squirrely in favor of things that have to do with artificial intelligence and things that have to do with how much big tech has to lose without some version of the visas that allow foreign workers into our country.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to go, if they're educated here, they need to go home and take care of their own country. It'd be much better if everybody worked within their own realm and sphere of influence to brighten the corner where they live and stay out of ours.
Well, there's a problem with that. A while back on Facebook, they posted a picture of a American high school math yearbook and an Indian math high school yearbook. And they were not comparable.
Mm-hmm.
We are paying the price for a horrible education system.
Yes.
And that's part of it. I agree with you.
Mary, let me say something about that. I know that's a problem, and a big problem, and it needs to be cured. But when they were talking about those to be continued, I see we're about
go ahead.
Okay.
Keep going.
When they were approving the visas and talking about it and so on, it became clear to me that there are Americans who have technical skills.
Yes.
That are good. Many of them, first one I heard of was Disney, had to train their replacements.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the replacements were so much better, why did they need training from the Americans before they could take over? However, Trump mentioned at one point that he hires people using that same system for highly skilled people. What he mentioned had to do with hotels, to do with wine experts, to do with even highly skilled waiters.
Mm-hmm.
That I've seen in person. I've been to some pretty decent hotels, including our. We stayed two nights at the Trump Hotel in D.C. while Trump was still president the first time. I was amazed at the level of service. As I said, we've been on occasion to pretty darn upscale hotels. I had never seen anything like that. It was the most attentive, the kindness. It was as if a lot of people in the service department of that hotel were the owners and the hosts.
Yes.
Perfect.
We need to come back to that.
Excellent. Folks, we're going to take another quick break to hear from sponsors and supporters. This is CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Thanks for listening.
Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern.
Welcome back, and again, thank you for listening to the show. Mary, you wanted to take us, you wanted to continue on this conversation.
I like what you said about the hotel, and there is a difference between foreign hospitality and American hospitality mm-hmm. in many cases. But those are skills that can be taught.
Absolutely.
And so... That's
but Mary, frankly, we got a long way to go. You maybe didn't adequately describe the differences.
Yes.
But how do you translate that seeking qualified people? How do you translate that into the government sector?
Regulations.
One of the things that I know that I wanted to add is. During Trump's first administration, President Trump's first administration, it was, we're going to enact one regulation and you're going to give up two or three others.
And now it's 10.
Now it's 10 to 1. You will give up 10 regulations. That's right.
There's also
a new one. So we need to streamline what it takes to be in the government, to be competitive. I guess.
We also need to get back to merit-based hiring and merit-based promotion.
Amen.
And get rid of other things that have come in that don't make sense. I mean, I'm going to try to be tactful about this, but some of Biden's cabinet looked really weird.
Because they were.
Because they were, that's
Bingo.
Right.
There was no hiding it.
Bingo.
Sam Britton.
Yeah, the head of nuclear waste.
Yeah,
was stealing
let's put him
luggage.
In charge of nuclear stuff.
He was
yeah.
stealing, and the, one of the ways they caught him, or one of the things that happened, there was a very prestigious African dress designer woman who recognized one of her designs on him after her luggage had been stolen. So, I mean, if you're going to steal something, you know, steal... I mean, I'm not recommending.
Steal Walmart. Steal Walmart
now,
quality.
Now, what is this yeah. advice, Mary?
But I mean, to steal something that's a signature item and then parade around in it, that's not real smart.
Mm-mm.
You know, that's...
And he was doing what in addition to that?
He was the head of nuclear waste or something.
Yeah.
You know, that some of the attitudes, maybe not the external look, but again, I'm reading about the challenge of trying to straighten up the upper echelon of the military, which is very, very hard to do. Where do some of our upper echelon military think DEI is?
Well, Charles Q. Brown, who's an Air Force general, says his goal is to reduce the number of white males in the Air Force. That is just blatant racism.
Yep.
And he says he has no intent of leaving his position, and I hope Trump gets him out of there ASAP.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And the picture.
And then he already dismissed the
head of the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard Academy because she's slow walk.
No, the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard. Right. Well,
yeah, Coast Guard. Not just the Coast Guard Academy.
Yeah, because she slow walked the investigation and.
The picture that to me said it all was someone posted a picture of Dwight Eisenhower and the medals on his chest next to a picture of Mark Milley. And the medals on his chest.
And armor?
Mark Milley had a whole side.
Yeah, you could use it for
Eisenhower
armor.
Eisenhower had maybe
three
eight.
Rows. He had three little rows.
Yeah. And again, the quality of leadership, the contrast. Now Milley has been pardoned, and I don't know exactly how that works, but... There is evidence, and I believe he's even said it, that he told his men, if you get an order from Trump, do not obey it until you talk to me and you get my approval.
Right.
That's a problem.
I got to ask our legal person on board, Pat. Now, a pardon is a pardon from criminal and civil activity. What effect does it have on military?
Well, since the going after Milley for calling the Chinese would be sedition, that's a civil, or not civil, that is a regular criminal charge from the civilian world,
okay,
as it were. You could charge him separately under the UCMJ, but he would still have criminal liability.
UCMJ is Military Code of Justice.
Yeah. Right.
Uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Article 133, the catch-all.
They could call him back to active duty and court-martial him.
As a matter of fact, I heard somebody on, I think it was Steve Bannon's War Room on Real America's Voice, with the Article 3 project, suggest that very thing.
Call him back
to active duty and
court-martial him.
Yep.
I don't think the presidential pardon would get in way of the court-martial.
Now, as a non-military person, I'm just going to ask. It's a pretty major thing to say don't listen to the president until you clear it
to me. Don't listen to the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, it's pretty right. Major, yeah. Let's skip the chain of command. Yeah. Don't do what the commander-in-chief says.
That has weight.
Because we're supposed to have civilian control over military, and that undermines
ma'am.
It. Am I correct?
You're correct.
Yep. Okay. Just checking.
That's as correct as you can get.
Now for other pardons that... that former President Biden did, where he pardoned not just his family, but also other people, the J6 committee and all of that stuff. Now, those people are now liable to be testify before Congress and not hide behind the Fifth Amendment.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's not to say that they won't lose their memory.
Yes.
Remember James Comey?
Yes, and also...
He said, I don't remember 245 times or something like that.
And then he wrote a book.
Yeah.
Where he remembered things?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, look at Hillary. I mean, you know, there was a song they used to play on Rush Limbaugh, I can't remember, my mind's in a blender.
That's kind of cute.
Oh, it was. It was very well done.
I miss Rush.
I do,
yes,
too.
Yes, we do.
We need him now. We really do. And they are, Speaker Johnson has just announced a new committee to actually investigate January 6th.
The committee. He's investigating the committee.
Yes.
Well, which is separate from investigating January 6th.
I think it includes both, actually.
Well, I wanted to make the point that he's investigating the committee.
The actions of the committee.
But also what really happened. I think both things are included.
I hope they make the distinction.
What would you expect to find in an investigation of the committee?
Of the committee?
Yes. The hiding of evidence.
The hiding and destroying of evidence. The coaching of witnesses.
There were some people that were never called up to be witnesses that were always available to be a defense witness, I guess.
Well, they're saying don't subpoena Cassidy Hutchinson, who made up the story about Trump trying to commandeer the beast, because some of the Congress members have sent her sexually explicit texts, and they don't want those coming out.
Oh, I think those should come out.
Well, of course they should. But can you... How ridiculous is this?
When you say the beast, you mean the vehicle, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if I remember right, the logistics of the beast were such that he couldn't have gotten up to reach the steering wheel anyway.
It was bars or something.
You're asking about, well, what could they find out on the committee? The fact that there were four people who had given statements that never happened, that the committee purposely deep-sixed. They did not call those people. They didn't put that into evidence.
Pat, that included the driver whom he was supposedly trying to choke?
Right.
Yeah.
There's one more comment I want to make about January 6th, because there's a lie that's been running around Facebook that torques my jaws, and even some of our legislators and political types have repeated the lie. And that is that six policemen lost their lives because of January 6th.
Yeah.
There were two people that I'm aware of that were killed on January 6th. One was Ashley Babbitt, and the other one was Roseanne Boylan, who was beaten to death in one of the tunnels.
The tunnels, yeah.
Brian Sicknick died of a heart attack the day later, and the other four of them committed suicide. We don't know the circumstances of that. And there was another one, I forget what the circumstances were. It might have been another suicide, I don't remember. But there were no policemen killed on January 6th.
Mm-mm.
Contrast that with the riots of 2020, where policemen were killed, and contrast that with the jail sentences of the people involved.
Mm-hmm.
Some people on January 6th waited 4 years and didn't get a trial, and that is unconstitutional. Pat knows more about that than I do.
These people, in some cases, were only charged with misdemeanors. You can't hold them more than 364 days.
And somebody's complaining because some of the people that were released from jail now, the J6ers, weren't even convicted. So how do you pardon somebody that's not convicted?
Just dismiss the case.
You dismiss the case,
but yeah. You have to go to court to do that. So he couldn't do that on day one.
No, he couldn't.
But it's horrible to see people, and evidently they were not treated well.
No, that's understatement.
Okay. Folks, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors and supporters. Again, this is CCTA Wake Up Call Show. Stop in at East 70 Pawn for great deals. Drew and his knowledgeable staff have been serving the New Bern area since 1989. We always try to help our customers with friendly and honest service. Our crew is what sets us apart. Treating folks like how we want to be treated is our standard. People appreciate great service plus great prices, and that's what we're all about. Our shop is like no other. We specialize in guns, jewelry, and ammo, but we have so much more. We have the largest selection of new and used firearms, coins, collectibles, musical instruments, and tools. Our new jewelry selection is growing daily. Find us at 3317 Highway 70 East of New Bern.
We're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also, check out our website for many, many collectibles, east70pawn.com. East 70 Pawn is your one-stop shop to buy, sell, trade, or cash loans quickly, conveniently, and confidentially.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in Newbern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in Newbern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, Newbern.
Welcome back, and again, thank you for listening to the sponsors and supporters. I want to change direction to John Thune. I think has decided that the Senate will not adjourn until they have approved Trump's appointments.
Woohoo!
That's good news.
And one of the there's been a new hoax regarding Pete Hegseth, accusing him of spousal abuse, despite the fact that he and his wife, when they divorced, ex-wife, both signed an affidavit that said there was no spouse abuse and were given joint custody of the kids. And it turns out that the person making this charge is the ex-wife of Pete Hegseth's brother, who evidently never got along with the family. And her lawyers are from a law firm known for supporting Democrat causes, oddly enough.
What's the name of the law firm?
I don't have it. I don't have it in front of me.
I was wondering if it was Perkins
Coie. No, it wasn't Perkins Coie, but it was something similar. And so we're going to see hurdles thrown up whenever possible. And I think that the Republicans just have to develop a spine.
Well, the Democrats on that committee for Pete Hegseth just clowned themselves because they weren't interested in asking him questions about what he would do managing the military or anything about policy other than screeching about no women in combat, which most of the people in the United States understand is a no-go. Women in combat, please. And I speak as a 22-year veteran and a woman. No. If they had told us we were going into combat, I think we would have been leaving.
I've spent over 43 years in the Army, and we didn't have any women in the battalion that I commanded until we got four women who were truck drivers. You'd think truck drivers, that wouldn't be much of a problem, but it turned out to be. Every time we went in the field, they complained that they didn't have enough privacy, that the men could see into the latrines and things like that. It was a constant headache. It really was. So I don't know about that. I think as women belong in some certain jobs in the military, no doubt there are a lot of good jobs that the women could do in the military. But actually into a combat unit and going into the combat with the troops, I don't like that idea. For one thing, the men will be exposing themselves to more danger to try to protect the women. That's just human nature.
Mm. But I believe that he will be confirmed. I think it'll be nasty, but I believe he will be confirmed. I believe John Fetterman has already said he would vote for Hegseth. I'm not sure. But again, keep in mind that J.D. Vance is the tie-breaking vote in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe most of these nominees will be confirmed.
And, you know, I heard one of his comrades in arms who'd been with him in Afghanistan and Iraq, too, I believe, said that the paper pushers hate him. The war fighters love him.
And that's what
that
we
tells
need.
You, that's bottom line right there.
And that's what we need. We need someone who isn't going to play with the paper but understands the needs on the ground.
Exactly. And don't try to social change social norms.
Experiment.
Yeah, it's about keeping America and Americans safe. It's not about social engineering.
Trump
or shouldn't be.
Trump said enlistment went up since November 5th.
Yep. Yep.
Yay.
I'm going to change the subject a little bit. There is a bill backed by four North Carolina representatives that has been introduced into the House to prevent non-citizens from being included in the population count that determines the nationwide apportionment of House seats and electoral college votes.
Yeah, you're talking about the census.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about the census.
That makes sense.
Well, of course it does.
Because the people who represent us are supposed to be representing American citizens.
Citizens,
correct.
Yep.
And to count people that are not citizens doesn't, well, what it does is it gives New York and California extra representatives and increases
their
power. Isn't
that in large part or a big part of what this illegal alien invasion was all about?
Yes. And one more, I want to get one more in. And we don't have this on our sheet. One of the hostages that was released in Israel has reported that she was kept in a UN shelter in Gaza. That was where she was held hostage.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's another reason to get out of the UN and to get the UN out of America. The UN building sits on East River. Has a beautiful view. You could turn it into condos. You'd have to do some work. It's not in good repair. You'd have to fix it up and turn it into condos. And you could probably take care of New York City's budget deficit with the taxes on those condos. And you have, as I said,
Mary, you've been thinking.
You've got it all figured out, Mary.
Well, you've got a beautiful view of the East River. And you've got a multi-story building. I mean, you know, these guys are missing an opportunity here.
Now, how could you debug it?
Well, that could be interesting.
Now, two quick things. I'm going to put on the NPR hat. Should we continue to fund NPR?
No.
Of course not.
It's funny that on NPR, the reporters last year in D.C., the NPR reporters, that 87 of them were registered Democrats working on editorial positions and zero Republicans. I guess this is balanced, yeah.
Balanced. Right, dream
on. National Public Radio on NPR, I'm not sure everybody would know what that is, but maybe so.
Radio Pravda.
Right.
So the one stumbling block that I know right now is on the escorting the anchor babies out of the country, trying to figure out how to handle anchor babies. That there's already a court has stopped any change that Trump is making to the definition of anchor babies.
Federal judge in Seattle stopped all anti-birthright citizenship.
Yeah.
So I didn't hear anything about him distinguishing anchor babies. He just said there's birth citizenship.
To anybody,
his executive order is blatantly unconstitutional.
Well, his executive order may be unconstitutional, but guess what, folks? The parents are not here legally. They're gone.
Well, the amendment doesn't say what does and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. That's what the court's going to have to.
This will go to the Supreme Court.
Well, of course it will.
It deserves to go there. Yes.
And hopefully, after they get done with it at the Supreme Court, if it goes the way I hope it does, some of these executive orders need to go to Congress and be made into law so that they don't get undone the next time a Democrat gets in office.
This demonstrates how quickly they can be flipped if there's not some foundation in law or some Supreme Court decision that it is constitutional, plus the law element of
and
it.
And this is not what our founding fathers had in mind.
No.
Well, I'll just interject here what Tom Homan said the border czar when he was asked, what about the babies? He said, we'll deport them along with their parents.
That's right. That's right.
Well, we saw when Kristi Noem was being questioned, Senator Blumenthal thought he was going to get a gotcha question in, and he asked her about the thousand babies that got put in cages under Obama and Trump. What are you going to do about that? And she looked at him, and she said, well, I'm more concerned about the 300,000 children that have gone missing under the Biden administration.
Good
because
reply.
The Biden administration has lost track of 300,000 children. That's a lot. And
one is too many.
The Trump administration, for a while, when a family was questionable, was doing DNA testing mm-hmm. on the spot mm-hmm. to make sure the kid belonged to the parents. That stopped day one of the Biden yep. administration. There's talk of setting it up again, but right now the border is totally closed, so that's not an issue. But 300,000 children is an awful lot of children.
It is.
Quick question. Now, we've heard about the release of the JFK, the Robert Kennedy, and also the MLK, the Martin Luther mm-hmm. King background stuff. Anything about Epstein?
Not yet.
Anything about the Senate slush fund to cover
not
their
yet.
Accents?
He can't do it all on day one.
Not on day one.
But man, has he taken a big bite.
He's taking big bites.
Well, yes. I want to say that my favorite executive order was the one that said there are only two genders. Now, State Department has allowed these non-binary people to put X.
Yes.
On their passport, where it says male or female, they can put X. I'm neither of those. And I'm glad to see that Marco Rubio ordered a freeze on all passports with yep. X markers.
Yep.
And so they'll have to recall those passports and reissue them. Otherwise, they're null and void.
How did we get to that place? I mean, that is so ridiculous. It shouldn't even be political. And even if you're not a person who believes in the Bible, it just seems like that would be an obvious truth.
Yeah.
But there's so many places where some of these stupid things have not been challenged properly. I mean, I'm going to say now we understand also that a lot of pro-abortion folks have been released because they were convicted under face. Now they've been released from prison because nobody in Black Lives Matter was treated the same way that the pro-abortion and the pro-abortion were rightly using their right to free speech.
Anti-abortion.
They're using their right to free speech.
But you don't, under current law, you do not have the right to free speech within 30 feet or something of an abortion clinic.
You're sitting in front of the door blocking access. That's what the FACE Act is about. So, yeah, you can exercise your free speech, but you can't encroach on the rights of others.
You're not supposed to block the door.
That's one
Surely.
Of those things they're going to have to get Congress to do, which is get rid of the FACE Act.
Yeah. To me, I don't think they were really doing that. I mean, they claimed that's what they were doing, but some of these elderly women were praying the rosary near the entrance, but they weren't blocking anything.
Well, that's not what the government said.
Yeah.
And that's
are you going to believe me or are you going to believe the government?
That's right. That's how you believe
well,
your lying
lawyer,
eyes.
I'm going to believe what the testimony was in the court. As far as the court's decision.
So we shall see.
Until I see something different.
Yeah, we shall see.
So we shall see. Folks, I think we've run out of time for this show. Again, thank you for staying with the CCTA Wake Up Call show. I'm sorry that we're missing Alan and Kim and Glenn. Glenn's mom broke a hip, so they've been taking care of her. And Alan came down with a cold or a flu or something like that. You have a wonderful week. This is CCTA Wake Up Call.